Jesus said to the crowd, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They were saying, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered them, do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness. They died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. So we just heard Jesus tell the people of his day, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven. I am living bread. Living bread. And the people, basically the religious leaders of the day, complained. Down from heaven? How could you say that? We know who you are. You're one of us. You were born here. You lived here. You worked here. We know your parents, Joseph and Mary. And when Jesus said that phrase, I am, they knew he was claiming to be divine. I am is the name that God gave to Moses at the burning bush. I am Yahweh. I am the bread of life. Yes, they complained. To address their complaints, Jesus taught them the meaning of bread, the meaning of the bread he was talking about. And he did not back down that he's divine. This bread is divine. He compared the bread of life that he's talking about to the manna in the desert, the bread that God sent to feed the people wandering in the desert for 40 years. 40 years God provided manna. But there's a big difference. That manna was perishable. That manna was temporary. The manna kept people alive only for a limited amount of time, like our lives. The bread that Jesus offers doesn't perish. The bread that Jesus offers is eternal. The bread that Jesus offers keeps people alive for eternity. Four times in today's reading, Jesus spoke of this bread that he's talking about, this bread in terms of the resurrection. He said, I will raise you up on the last day. When you eat this bread, you have eternal life. When you eat this bread, you will not die. When you eat this bread, you will live forever. By his death and resurrection, Jesus is bread, and he gives that bread to us. Jesus is food. Jesus is life. And he came to this earth to give us that bread. He came to this earth to be our companion. I love the word companion. It's a word that describes people walking together, spending time together. Companions are people who travel together through life. The word companion comes from the Latin, com, with, panis, bread. Companion literally means with bread. Companions travel together and nourish each other. Companions travel together and give strength to each other. Companions are bread to each other. When I was in high school, I was in a two-person play where the setting was the Civil War. The characters were two wounded soldiers, one from the North, the other from the South. The entire play was a conversation between these two injured enemies. They told stories about growing up. They learned about each other's interests in life. And they learned about each other's families. And eventually, they did the unthinkable as wartime enemies. They shared their provisions. One had bread and the other had wine. In that moment of breaking bread together and sharing wine, these two companions forgot that they were enemies. They forgot that they were at war with each other. They experienced life together as companions with bread and wine. When Jesus came into our world, he became a companion for us. He came to be bread for us. From my childhood, I was taught that God is present everywhere. You believe that, right? You've heard that? God is everywhere. No matter where you go, God is present. So what does this bread that Jesus offers do to us? God's everywhere. Why do we need this bread? Spiritual teacher Richard Rohr puts it this way. We cannot attain the presence of God because we're already totally in the presence of God. What's missing is awareness. Jesus is bread that makes us aware that God is present with us. And when I read that quote a few days ago, and this is going to sound very silly, I actually went online to see if I could find a spray that smelled like fresh baked bread. And at this point, I was going to walk around and spray it so that you could smell fresh baked bread. But you know the smell that I'm talking about, right? It's just so wonderful. There's nothing like it. Well, I had another silly thought. I would love to have a little spray bottle with me at all times to carry every place I go. And when I find myself being hurtful or unkind, I would take that spray bottle out of my pocket and with the smell of fresh baked bread, I would be reminded of who I am and to whom I belong. That smell would help me remember the words of Jesus, I am bread for you. We rarely smell fresh baked bread when we worship, or when we pray in the morning, or at bedtime, even at meals. It's rare. But Jesus is fresh baked spiritual bread for us. Every time we worship, every time we pray, and our souls recognize and love the aroma that Jesus gives to our souls. Yes, God is always present to us. As disciples, it's our job to find ways to become aware of the living bread, the life-giving bread that's always around us. Our job as disciples is to breathe in the aroma of life-giving bread. Jesus was bread when he showed up on earth in that little town of Bethlehem. Do you know what the name of the town Bethlehem literally means? It means house of bread. Jesus was born in the house of bread, to be bread for us. Jesus was bread when he taught people and told them stories that we call parables. Jesus was bread when he healed people. Jesus was bread when he forgave people. Jesus was bread when he gave his life on the cross for us. And Jesus is bread for us today. Jesus continues to teach us and to heal us. Jesus continues to forgive us. He's bread for us when we worry. Jesus is bread for us when we're anxious. Jesus is bread for us when we hunger for the world to be the way it's supposed to be, according to God's will. Jesus enters into our lives and says, I am bread. I am bread for you. And our souls know and love the aroma that Jesus gives us. But there's more. As disciples, as the church, we are called the body of Christ. We, as church, as disciples, are the flesh and blood of Christ in the world. So the words of Jesus become our words. We can say, I am bread. I watched some videos this past week of a young man standing outside next to a stool. And he was carrying a big sign that read, sit here if you feel like giving up. Reminded me of how Elijah in our first reading wanted to give up, wanting to die. And when someone would sit at the stool, the young man would put the sign down and he pulled out his guitar and he would sing a song which contained these words. You might be close to the edge. Don't let go. Don't give up. Love will visit you. Oh, and those he sang to were so grateful. They would give him a hug and say how much they needed that song that day. One even promised not to give up. Promised. In another video, he had a different sign. It said, sit here if you feel empty. And when someone sat down, he sang them a song about their soul filling up with love. My translation of this man's ministry, here is bread for you. Here is life for you. And this is our calling as disciples. This is our calling as church. When we're kind to others, we're saying in Christ, I am bread. When we're compassionate, we're saying, I am bread. When we love those who are difficult to love, we're saying, I am bread. When we genuinely say to someone, I'm sorry, we're bread to them. When we forgive someone with the words, I forgive you, we're bread to them. Jesus is bread for us, and we are bread for others. Let us pray. In your hearts and minds, pray for those who hunger for bread, physical bread, for those who hunger for basic needs to be filled. Pray in your minds for those who hunger for love. If you know such people, name them in your minds. Pray for those who are living on the edge. Pray for those who are crying out for freedom from war and oppression and violence. Pray for these people, and let your soul recognize in your prayer, as you pray, the fragrance that Jesus offers to them and brings to them. When Jesus says to them, I am bread. Pray for all disciples of Jesus that the fragrance of fresh baked spiritual bread will rise up in the church, in our homes, in our places of work, in schools, in our nation. Let the fragrance of Christ permeate the world. Let our souls recognize and love this fragrance that Jesus says to the church and to all people in the whole world. I am bread for you. You are bread. We are bread together.